This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The craftsmanship and technological skills that go into building musical instruments is mysterious enough to become, in some cases, the stuff of legend. One of the top guitar string makers in the world is a company called Daddario. Whether or not Daddario's new NYXL guitar strings are, as the company claims, the strongest guitar strings ever made, the Daddario family has a rich history. Started making strings in Italy in the 1600s. Now they make them in America. I headed out to Long Island, New York recently to take a look at the process from strings to robot testers. I got a tour from current CEO Jim Daddario. Where are we going into right now? What is this?
And this is where we manufacture all our music strings.
So tell me about these strings that you make and how you have taken part in designing how they're made.
I started getting involved with string making when I was a teenager, like 13 years old. My dad used to bring home prototypes and I'd be the tester because I was playing the guitar. So
if you can get it.
Really good gig, and the business is, you know, really a family business. So when we would watch TV as kids, we had a coil strings or not ukulele strings for Mario McAferry. So there was always strings up in the conversation. So I got involved with designing machinery and kind of running the factory floor when this business was tiny, when we had 5-6 employees in 1974. Now I have a whole team of engineers that work for me, building machinery for all our divisions, whether it's drum heads, drumsticks, reeds, or strings.
Show me some of the machines.
Let's
take a look. Daddario brought me over to these giant machines that were taking thick wire and stretching it out very carefully until it was super skinny. The automated machines do this with super strong metal funnel-like nuts, cooling systems, and computers that measure heat to the hundredth of a degree and the length of an inch.
So what we're making here is round wire for plain strings, and we're making hexagon-shaped wire for cores that are going to get wound upon.
How many feet of wire is in this building right now?
There is 10,000 strings almost on that spool.
You got a room full of spools. Next, Jim took me to the torture room where a guitar was set up on a workbench like Frankenstein, and a set of pneumatic robotic arms dragged a guitar pick across strings and bent a whammy bar to its limit to test the company's new NYXL strings against regular strings.
What we use this for is we were trying to determine what's it going to do in the simulated conditions of playing the guitar. Mm-hmm. So we're starting with it on E, and then we're going to stretch and pluck.
That's pretty aggressive.
Any minute, something's going to break.
Oh, there goes one.
99 out of 100 times, the new ones will last 1,000 or more strokes versus just a few strokes of the on the regular ones.
Nobody's gonna get their eye poked out.
Well, I can't say nobody, because if somebody's got a sharp edge on a bridge or a nut or a tuning peg, they're going to break a string. But odds are you're going to get a lot more life out of this string than you do a traditional string.
Jim Daddario, CEO of Daddario & Company. Jim, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.